This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. What's in a name, and can you use your competitor's name to get business for you? Two groups of lawyers described by the court as well-respected Wisconsin trial attorneys were in competition with one another. One group decided to purchase ads from Google so that an ad for their firm would immediately pop up when anybody Googled their competitor's name. So if you Google Habush or Rottier, an ad for Cannon and Dumphy immediately would pop up. Habush and Rottier popped off and sued Cannon and Dumphy for violating Wisconsin's invasion of privacy statute, which provides it's unlawful for a person to use for advertising or trade purposes the name of any other living person without having first obtained written consent. But the court found for the defense, stating that while it could be said to be an invasion of privacy, just using a person's name to facilitate ad placement does not violate the law. The court said using a search engine is similar to putting your name up on a billboard next to one occupied by your competitor. So it looks like it's no holds barred, even for members of the bar, and you definitely can't gag Google. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.